Welcome to the Daily Stoic Podcast, where each day we bring you a passage of ancient wisdom designed to help you find strength, insight, and wisdom in everyday life. Each one of these passages is based on the 2,000-year-old philosophy that has guided some of history's greatest men and women. For more, you can visit us at dailystoic.com.
There's a lot of things we know would be good for us. Problem is, we don't have time. It's just tougher. I think therapy is like that. We all know that sitting down, talking to someone, really working on our issues will make a difference. So the problem is finding a therapist, driving across town, all of that, right? And that's where Talkspace comes in, today's sponsor. Because by doing everything online, Talkspace has made getting the help you want easier, more accessible, and more affordable. With Talkspace, you can sign up online and get a personalized match with a provider that's right for you, typically within 48 hours. You can have virtual sessions with your licensed therapist from the comfort of your home. And Talkspace is secure and private, using the latest end-to-end grade encryption to store client information and complying with the latest HIPAA regulations. As a listener of this podcast, you'll get $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to talkspace.com/stoic and enter code SPACE80. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to talkspace.com/stoic and enter promo code SPACE80, that's 80, to get $80 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's talkspace.com/stoic, promo code SPACE80.
Life is school, and school is life. Late in his reign, a friend stopped Marcus Aurelius as he was leaving the palace, carrying a stack of books. Finding this to be a surprising sight, the man asks where Marcus is going. He was off to attend a lecture on Stoicism, he said, for learning is a good thing even for one who is growing old. From Sextus the philosopher, Marcus says, I shall learn that which I do not yet know. It's incredible. Even as the most powerful man in the world, Marcus was still taking up his books and heading to class. In fact, Sextus was only one of Marcus's philosophy teachers. In Book 1 of Meditations alone, he lists the names and what he learned from 6 other philosophy teachers, including one from a rival and another, Rusticus, whom Marcus thanks specifically for introducing him to Epictetus's lectures and loaning him a copy out of his own library. You cannot find a Stoic philosopher, or indeed any smart person, who does not treat their study of philosophy with this kind of lifelong seriousness. Zeno washes up in Athens and begins studying under Crates, a well-known Athenian philosopher. Then Cleanthes studies under Zeno, not just for a few years, but for decades. And Cato was famous for his philosophical dinners, where he invited the smartest and wisest minds of the ancient world to discuss the big philosophical questions he was struggling with. Even at his last meal, before his famous suicide, he was debating the very implications of life and death, good and bad, with philosophy teachers. Epictetus was taught philosophy by Musonius Rufus before becoming a teacher himself, of both the Emperor Hadrian, whom he instructed directly, and Marcus Aurelius, who he reached with his writings. Part of being a philosopher is being a lifelong learner. In life, school is never out for summer, and there is no spring or winter break. You can never be too old or too good at what you do. No, school is life, and life is school. Learning is a daily thing, wisdom, an endless pursuit. You never arrive, you never fill up, you never graduate, because the world is always revealing new lessons, even in the oldest of texts. Therefore, Seneca writes, there is no one more foolish than one who stops learning. Even if you are one of the best at what you do, he says, you should keep learning to the end of your life. And he then points out one of the great things about learning, why it is so special and unlike any other pursuit. It's something that we often overlook. Wisdom is one of the few things that you can count on in this life, in the sense that it's one of the few areas of growth or success that we have control over. Money, titles, influence, authority, power, admiration, fame, these are great, but for the most part, they're outside of our control. They're up to other people. Something can stop us from achieving them. But wisdom, learning, studying, Seneca says, this does not fall upon us by chance. How much progress shall I make? He said, just as much as you try to make. So why do you wait wisdom comes haphazardly to no man. And that's why we created Stoicism 101, Ancient Philosophy for Your Actual Life. This course, Stoicism 101, is a 14-day course designed to teach you what you do not yet know. Whether you're a beginner at Stoicism or you've been studying it for years, there is something to be gained by getting up and going to school, because learning, as Marcus Aurelius said, is a good thing. And as part of that, we're doing something we haven't done with our previous courses. Me, the author of The Daily Stoic, Lives of the Stoic, and the narrator of this podcast that I'm grateful you listen to, I am going to be the live instructor of this course. In 5 live video sessions, which we're calling office hours, you'll have the opportunity to learn from me, to ask questions. It's not quite college, but it's better than reading by yourself, and I'm really looking forward to engaging with all of you. It's going to be 14 emails delivered over the 2 weeks, almost 20,000 words of content, and you're going to learn from the famous Stoics. You're going to learn the things a Stoic does, the things a Stoic doesn't do, what sets Stoicism apart from other philosophies, the key components of a Stoic's ideal day, the Stoic's secret to success, the Stoic's secrets to resilience, the Stoic's secrets to productivity, and how a Stoic masters their emotions, and a whole lot more. Look, the course is not free, but lectures are usually not free, but this course is far less than the tuition of even one intro to philosophy class, even at your local community college, to say nothing of what you'd pay to get this from the Ivy League. But look, as a participant in the Daily Stoic, Stoicism 101, Ancient Philosophy for Your Actual Life, you're going to learn all you need to know about Stoicism. You'll learn it from me, someone who's been thinking and writing about Stoicism for more than 15 years, who's had the opportunity to help people put it into practice everywhere from the NFL to the Special Forces. You're going to be able to benefit from my synthesis of all this information over the years. This is going to be a live course. All the participants will join the course together and move through together at the same time. Registration is now officially open. It will close on Sunday, May 2nd at 11:59 p.m. CST, and the course will begin on May 3rd. This is different than our normal courses, but I'd really love to have you join us. Check it out. We think it's going to be one of our best. I hope to have you join me. Just go to dailystoic.com/101. That's dailystoic.com/101. Or just click the link in the show notes. And I'm excited to talk to you soon. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.